Hello and welcome back to Podcasting as Praxis. I'm David, my pronouns are he and him.
I'm James, my pronouns are they and them.
I'm Jamie, my pronouns are he and him.
And I'm Alistair, and I'm 96.2% circular.
Just as we went to start recording, Alistair found like one of those perfect time-wasting websites that does nothing whatsoever for anyone, and we lost like half an hour to it, so... good thing Rob's
not here.
Most
productive I've been all day.
Same. And I did the show notes. Only because Rob's not here, though. Because, you know, Rob makes up one functional person and the other four of us don't, which is good.
Four-fifths of one person.
Yeah. Rob's overcompensating, but we love him for it. So, we'll see what next week brings when Rob returns. But in the meantime, I did my best impression and went away and read a bunch of horrible articles and looked at a bunch of shitty fucking news stories and pulled together a set of show notes. So, would we like to go into them?
Matt.
Please, I worked really hard.
What percentage circular are they?
It's all square, actually, because it had to do research, and that's nerd shit, and we hate it.
That's about 84%, to be fair.
I told you not to open the fucking tab.
Joke's on you, I never closed it.
One weird trick.
Good news, everyone. Miserly March never ends. It's more Rachel Reeves shit.
Oh, fuck me.
She's still allowed to speak to people.
Yes, and with no cause whatsoever. So this is because, obviously, they've scheduled their We Love the Economy and the Budget and Don't Fuck Numbers, honestly, news cycle around the annual Mays Lecture, which is regarded as the City of London's foremost event for the banking and finance community and is attended by senior practitioners and academics. So she got up to speak to a bunch of cunts about a bunch of cunt shit. Which...
this is called the Mays Lecture, is it?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I assume it was pretty corny?
No, it's actually spelled like the French May, which what? I can't remember what that means. It might mean but. I can't remember. Or kale, because French. But, so this was just a speech that she's giving tonight, which obviously got fucking leaked everywhere because they thought it was so good that it had to be leaked.
Why? Was she announcing the next Avengers or something?
Well, remember when they all leaked the 2017 Labour manifesto thinking it was going to end the party? They've been trying to recreate that gold dust ever since.
No, she's not trying to create the Avengers. What she's trying to do is she's trying to bring back a character that was written out a long time ago. That character being Margaret Thatcher.
Oh, this fucking bullshit.
This fucking bullshit, yeah. Tonight she's supposed to say, when we speak of a decade of national renewal, that is what we mean. As we did at the end of the 1970s, we stand at an inflection point. And as in earlier decades, the solution lies in wide-ranging, supply-side reform to drive investment, remove the blockages constraining your productive capacity, and fashion a new economic settlement drawing on evolutions in economic thought. A new chapter in Britain's economic history, and unlike the 1980s, growth in the years to come must be broad-based, inclusive, and resilient. So what if we did Thatcherism again, but any lessons that we learned, we didn't?
I mean, just fucking... can someone just shoot me so I don't have to fucking listen to her fucking chat shit anymore?
Well, you're in luck, Jamie, because it sounds like they want to do mill the poor into money to mill them finer. Like, you know, they're just... It sounds, for the world, like they just want to do more Thatcherism, but this time, like, put a lick of, like... LGBTQ+ paint and wokeness over it to just like, you know, paint smiley face on it.
I don't think they're going to use that many letters.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, fair.
Cuts, you see. This is just straight up, we would love to do Thatcherism, but have it be us that did it instead, because we think it was very successful and we would like to do that. It's the same reason they keep doing Blair shit anytime they get the opportunity, because they think, well, that was good stuff that we did and it was good, so let's do it again because it was good and we did it.
Look, the hard left are a blight on this party and the country because they keep trying to inflict violence on us by telling us that we are just Tories. Now that we have successfully expelled them all, let's just do Margaret Thatcher shit again.
She's also going to say that a Labour government must, quote, reject managed decline, which, come on. No, you won't. That's your fucking raison d'etre. And focus on economic growth, saying it would be hardwiring economic growth into budget and spending review processes with a reformed and strengthened enterprising growth unit. Can you feel the confidence in the economy rising? Is words like that are said.
I will grow the economy by making the economy grow.
Yes. And I will be the growth that the economy so growthly needs.
Do you think, though, she's promising not to just manage the decline because she's figured out, like, a new word for management? Like, Labour are going to, you know what I mean? Rather than manage Coach the decline, they're going to administrate the rot or something like that.
They're going to give the decay a development plan.
I was just going to say, they heard the kids today are into like fucking Dark Souls, so instead, you know what I mean, they're going to fucking instead of like Chancellor of the Exchequer, she's going to be fucking Steward of Decay or something like that.
Labour choosing not to link the fire and turn away from the Corbyn premiership.
Growth achieved through stability, built on the strength of our institutions.
How do you achieve growth through stability? Are the two things not opposites?
No.
Like, if something's growing, it isn't stable?
You didn't think it was stable growth, did you? Checkmate.
Well, that's not real.
Words can mean anything.
You might as well have accused me of not thinking about fucking laser horses or some shit. You know what I mean? I know what economics is.
Why would you not?
Real, but,
are lasers the antithesis of horses?
Probably. Isn't everything.
I don't think a laser's ever thought about ants and died, so...
No, but I bet a horse, if you could teach a horse what a laser was, I bet it would fucking drop dead on the spot.
Poor Freckles thought of lasers and died.
Yeah.
Investment through partnership between active government and enterprising business, and reform of our planning system, our public services, our labour market, and our democracy. Wow, all the money you cannot spend to do that shit. Cool. In the face of a more unstable world, she didn't use the Securenomics world at any point that I could find, which is good. I hope that she's fucking abandoned that idea because it's ridiculous. The task is not only to recognise the acute risks, but also to identify the opportunities, to reject managed decline and pursue the long overdue task of renewing our common purpose. Unstated what that common purpose is. Rethinking outmoded assumptions and rebuilding growth on strong and secure foundations. So it's all code for just NHS privatisation. Like, that's purely what that shit is.
Probably.
We would like to do PFI 2. PFI harder.
It'll be interesting to see if they can even get the... If they can even get private enterprise to think that this stuff is worth doing without even more ludicrous, profit margins for them. Because as we know, the state is really bad at borrowing money. Private businesses, however, are very good at borrowing money, despite that interest rate usually being like 3, 4, 5 times the size or whatever. So, let's pay them to borrow the money and... This is sensible government.
Maybe they can be cut some sort of like really preferential rate loan by the government to do these kind of things and then just not have to pay it back after a few years because, you know, it's good to be nice to business.
Let's just fucking sell them the Bank of England while we're at it. We're not using it for anything.
Yeah.
So, you fuckers, you just, you know, really. have at it.
Would you like the box with one button?
Is that the one that kills someone every time you press it?
It kills someone and also moves the interest rate by 0.25% in either direction.
Yeah.
Also, it's technically true. If you raise the NHS to its foundations, those are pretty strong foundations to build upon. So, you know, best of both worlds, right?
Yeah. I look forward to the ChatGPT replacement. We live in hell. But anyway, that's all the Rachel Reeves, you'll be glad to know. I have not belabored it.
She died all the way back to her home planet.
Well, we don't know yet, but
as if we're ever that fucking lucky.
Okay. James, you have the next bit.
Yeah, so enough about the kind of government in waiting. Let's talk about the government that actually exists. So I want to give you an update on Rwanda. You know about Tory's Rwanda policy that they essentially wanted to send asylum seekers to totally not concentration camps over in Rwanda. And they kind of got told, no, that's illegal. You can't do that. And they're saying, oh, bet. Okay. So the thing is, like, the government has shit policy, shit racist, you know, eugenicist policy. And we all kind of know it. But even when they're frustrated, they don't
narrow it down. Which policy are you talking about?
Yeah, well, the Rwanda policy specifically. You know, even when they were told no, they haven't given up. So what happened is they announced a second Rwanda scheme. A second Rwanda scheme has hit the pod, where they essentially said they wanted to run a voluntary returns program for refused asylum seekers. And so essentially the way it works is if someone's refused asylum, then if they forego all of their appeals, etc., and just get on a plane to Rwanda, the government will give them £3,000, right? That's their genius new idea, is basically just to try and get down the number of appeals and get people to essentially fuck off by bribing them.
Right.
Sounds great.
What are you going to do with £3,000 in a concentration camp?
Who the fuck knows, frankly? I don't think this policy was, shall we say, thought through at all.
You're not going to get to do anything with it. The fucking, if not the dickheads at the other end of the airport, all the camp guards, they will have that £3,000 off you.
Hmm.
Maybe it's only valid in the fucking duty free or something.
Well, you see, you say that, David, but they
you
might
get £3,000 of store credit.
£3,000 of pyramid bars. No.
Give you an air miles.
Fuck.
The thing is, though, they might not actually have that £3,000 by the time they get there, because here's the thing about shit government policy. It doesn't just make everyone miserable and make things worse in like a direct way. It also causes indirect misery to increase, because the new voluntary Rwanda scheme is being targeted by fraudsters. Migrant Help, the charity that runs a free helpline for asylum seekers on behalf of the Home Office, had to issue like a notice saying, "It's come to our attention that a number of fraudulent calls purporting to be from Migrant Help have been made to our clients pretending to offer them voluntary return to Rwanda. The calls are made on a number which is withheld from a caller. Please be aware that these are not from our organisation and are fraudulent." So essentially, fraudsters have went, hang on a minute, if we get there ahead of the offer for 3,000 and tell them, look, you've got to go, and we set it up, then we can take the 3,000 straight from the government. Or we can get them to give us the 3,000 in a roundabout way. And so, yeah, we're now at the stage.
These are the modern efficiencies and innovations that we need in order to flourish in the 21st century. Just give the money directly to the scammers.
It's basically, were you missold PPI guys, but for being deported? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, the thing is, were you missold PPI guys weren't actually fraudsters necessarily. Like, there was a whole industry around that, which was about getting settlement payments. No, these are straight up
fraudsters.
Yeah, they
were just middleman thieves.
Yeah.
So, no, these are fraudsters who are pretending to essentially be a voice box, which might as well be the government, telling people, hey, you are being deported. We're going to arrange it for you. And then essentially just trying to, like, steal the money by, you know, shutting them out the door. And here's the thing.
It's similar but different and also worse.
Yeah, and here's the thing, like, honestly, if the purpose of a system is what it does, I would bet you the government is fine with this. As long as they leave, the government doesn't care where the money goes. So,
Well, they obviously don't. Like, no Tory MP at all is going to be happy with the idea of giving someone who tried to get asylum £3,000. Like, even if that turns out to be some sort of on-paper saving, they must be raging at the concept of free money going to asylum seekers, because it's right. just anathema to their entire fucking core.
On that note, though, right, once they decide they're okay with scammers, like, fucking taking the £3,000, how much longer before they decide that, like, roaming groups of Baz are also allowed the £3,000 as long as they put someone on a plane?
Well, it's funny you mention that, Jamie.
Is it funny, though?
Well, in a roundabout way, so someone else has raised concerns, not those same concerns, but a step in between, because an immigration lawyer by the name of Sonia Lenigan has asked a very straightforward question, which is, how did they get the phone numbers? How did they get the phone numbers of all the asylum seekers? Like, where did they get that information from, these scammers, to know to target them? How did they get their hands on that?
I'm sure it's fine.
I mean, it could be something dodgy, but it could also just be that they've, like, phoned everyone in Kent or something like that.
No, they haven't, though. They haven't.
You know the answer, you're just withholding information from us.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, no, this is the thing. But they haven't phoned
it. Shittest quiz show host.
Well, what can I say? This isn't pointless. This scam has not been reported in the general public. It's not being seen by any of the schemes that watch telemarketing scams. It's only the migrants that are getting the calls. So, or to be more precise, it's only the asylum seekers that are getting the calls. So, yeah.
Some sort of information has leaked from whatever government register of mobile phones for
It's leaked from one or two places.
Yeah.
It's either leaked from the charity who've said, we have nothing to do with this. I find that hard to imagine. Or it's leaked from the government. And if it's leaked from the government, you have to ask, well, who are the scammers that they've got this information from them?
So, much to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Well, yeah, you're right. It has to have come from somewhere. So, yeah. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, well.
Stay tuned for the next harebrained scheme on Rwanda. I'm sure it will have no consequences whatsoever.
Yeah. Every time we fucking cover that, I just wish we didn't, because it's just always so fucking depressing. And, like, I know we're not supposed to just avoid things because they're depressing, but for fuck's sake. How about I move us on to something that is not as depressing? Actually, bear with me a second. Rob sent me something which I actually forgot to go look into. I did think that looked like an interesting little, well, a funny little palate cleanser. From Yorkshire Live, pure evil blackbird named Derek terrorising Yorkshire village and attacking children. That's a headline.
Good. I need some more optimistic news.
Yorkshire knows what it did.
All power to Derek. So, yeah.
yeah, imagine if it's just savaging everyone in that village because they started calling it Derek.
See, yeah, Chris, remember.
A Yorkshire version, like, you know, untitled Derek game here for it. Yeah, let's do it.
I'd play that. Old Savages People is a game that I would play regardless, right enough. Anyway, moving back to...
Britain. It's for the birds.
Oh, fuck's sake. Oh, moving back to the fucking notes that I've actually done. Staying on the topic of scams, however, I have AI updates for you all.
Oh, let's fucking go.
Yeah. So...
Directly to my grave.
AI update, the first. Would you like to hear about Google's wonderful AI Gemini?
No.
Tough.
But tell me anyway.
I will, don't worry. I didn't write this for fuck all. So, they have a generative AI that has been rolled out, I think, over the last year or two, called Gemini, which gives you text responses, it generates pictures for you. It's everything a dickhead could want in an AI, basically. However, it shat the bed last week because the devs had thrown drill tweets at it to try and address the systemic bias within the data and just move the racism dial. and wait, they did overcompensated. What? Excuse me? Yeah, they just moved the racism dial on it. It's fine. Don't worry about it. It's fine that they were able to like figure out what the racism dial was, and then roughly how to operate it.
I thought you meant they'd actually trained it on drill tweets.
Oh, no. That would have probably been a better AI. No, this one was worse. So,
thing is, though, I've seen those AI drill accounts on Twitter, and I doubt that it would have been a better AI.
The thing
that drill tweets have always been missing from them, in my opinion, is like a 10-ton carbon dioxide debt.
Yeah.
Well, what if the 10-ton carbon dioxide debt sounds like what if that shitty fucking drill AI managed to fuck up the racism and do stupid things, but still involving race?
Okay.
Drill rights are birth of a nation.
It overcorrected for the racism, basically, which created some issues. It sounds like a complaint from a Paradox movie forum, sub-forum. The images it generated were historically inaccurate because of ethnicity and gender, but in such a way that you've got... Oh, no. It's actually right to say it. Putting in the prompt, America's founding fathers would give you images of black people and women.
Oh, right, so they fed it...
Neither of which would want to be held responsible for America.
Haven't they suffered enough?
1943 German soldier would give you Asian women and a black man in both Wehrmacht and SS uniforms.
Oof.
They made the AI too woke. So, obviously, the right have
imagine
loved this
shit. All those fucking, like... All those early sci-fi authors who wrote stuff about how like AI would one day like outstrip humanity and like fucking, you know what I mean, torture us all on the moon or some piss, and it's like, imagine how embarrassed their ghosts have got to feel now, when it's like we're now finally in the golden age of AI and all it does is draw shitty waifus with weird hands for fucking like incels. Do you know what I mean? It's just
fucked it, K Dick.
It would be it'd be much funnier if it drew, like, anime waifus with incels for hands, now that I think about it.
Yeah. All the usual right-wing dipshits were having a lot of fun on Twitter over this, because finally the liberal bias in AI was on display, which was, yeah, cool. Obviously, they're just mad that this has poisoned the well of the perfectly good racism machine, which AI is. As opposed to it being just a bunch of ham-fisted tech dipshits refusing to acknowledge the problem with these fucking large language models, whatever the fuck it is they actually are, is that they're too lazy to actually feed them data in a non-racist way.
We've developed a new AI which has been based on the data from the previous AIs. Oh no, my AI is putting outputs that are even more garbled and even more racist and weird than the ones before. Oops. We're gonna have to go back to like a pre-2022 data set, like some kind of fucking nuclear physicist trying to salvage like steel from a sunken boat in the ocean.
What's a Xerox? What? No, I don't know. It's okay though, although that these dickheads are all worried about the bias inherent in the AI, which they were, you know, right to be wrong about, or wrong to be right about. I don't know. You know what I mean? Google has understood that there are biases within its AI, and that's the important thing. So they turned off the ability to generate... No, they turned off the ability to generate people, which is a worrying thing for Google to do, or even say that they're going to do. I just don't like the idea of Google generating people in the first place. But the biases involved...
Imagine if they could just turn that off, though. Maybe that's what happened in Children of Men.
Your subscription to Google Drive has expired. Sorry. All those children that you had stored up are now being deleted. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
I can see it.
Storing children pretty sus.
The ability to just turn off parts of it, though, is obviously being like deployed as, well, this is a strength, actually. It's modular. We can turn bits on and off as we need it, such as the other thing that they've done with it to avoid a fuck-up this time. They've preempted it and turned off the ability for it to be asked questions, or at least to give answers to questions about
asking the AI how someone made a good AI, and it just replies, "I don't think."
Same. Finally, an AI I can relate to. No, this is in India. They've disabled the ability for it to be asked questions about elections because they don't want to have their AI endorse a candidate.
Right, okay.
Well, that's, you know, one reason for it. The other problem is obviously, you know, not the reason that they've actually done this, most likely, but the fact that it will spit out complete and utter shit responses and give misinformation, which would be cool and good in an election. We love when tech does that.
Yeah. I think fucking just take the brakes off, do you know what I mean? Just let it tell people that, like, fucking mm-hmm. candidate A, like, do you know what I mean? Candidate A has superpowers and an inhuman ability to fucking manage governments, and candidate B fucks dogs in the street when no one's looking. Just let it do that.
This is the thing. You can't ask it, who should I vote for, or anything about the election specifically, but if you name a candidate and ask them about the candidate, it'll still give you information on them. So, yeah, how effective is it? I don't fucking know.
Have you got scare quotes around information there?
No,
I think information technically has to be true.
Well,
I think
it can reference Wikipedia.
If it's presenting something that it says is information and that looks like information, but it actually just made the fuck up, there's another word for that.
Shitpost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're back to drill as ChatGPT now.
Yeah, no, we won't give it that kind of credit. Anyway, that's Gemini. It's also, actually, I should say that it's disabled that in India. It's going to also disable that ability in the UK, the US, and South Africa this year when their elections come up. So don't worry, the world is saved. All is well. Next AI update. Evolve, this is a section which I have titled, "Is that a gun in your pants or are you being racially profiled?" So this is the magical weapon scanning AI, which
For fuck's sake.
Yeah, I think we briefly talked about this a while ago.
we've invented the Mac AI. Mac's been automated out of a job. Unbelievable. No one is safe. So,
this weapon scanning AI has failed to be honest about its credentials, would you believe? So just a little roundup on this. It's called Evolve, without an E on the end, because of course. And it is an extremely stupid idea. Already. Yep, and it doesn't work. Basically, it's a bunch of cameras and scanners of some other type, but they're not metal detectors, that's important to point out. Which feed into some mystery box program that either pings or doesn't ping, depending on things and stuff, is about the best way to approach it. The company's previous statements were that the system detects the signatures of concealed weapons, metallic composition, shape, fragmentation. We have tens of thousands of these signatures for all the weapons that are out there.
This is literally something Mac would say.
Yep, that's the chief exec said back in 2021. All the guns, all the bombs, and all the large tactical knives. It doesn't do any of that, and the company now says it can detect many types of knives and some explosives.
Just by showing it a picture. Cool.
Oh, it's not just a picture. This is an actual scanner that you walk through. So it's like done live. It's that shit. Yeah, yeah.
What? It's the fucking thing from the fucking train station in Total Recall, then.
Yeah.
I'm picturing that you have to walk through it with a big comedy black bomb with a lit fuse coming out of it before it detects it, based on the way you said it detects some explosives.
You know what it is? Purely from like a fucking, do you know what I mean? Like an objective standpoint, I've got more respect for the fucking scammers that are like ringing people up and telling them they've got like they've been missold PPI for the deportation or whatever than I have for anyone working in the fucking field of AI. This is literally just remember when people sold the fucking American Army dowsing rods that could detect bombs.
Yes.
It's literally just that again, but this time they put like fucking, do you know what I mean? They put like a little hat on the fucking dowsing rod and said it was like from the future or some
shit. Yeah, the dowsing rods are a computer. Yep, job done.
Yep.
It must do something. It burns oil, like, you know. Straight upgrade.
Yeah. It rolled back claims along with this that had been tested and approved by both the American Department of Homeland Security and the UK government's National Protective Security Authority, because it hadn't. Neither of those things were ever true. Apparently, things were tested by other areas. The Department of Homeland Security had tested some parts of it, as in like some elements of the concept, and said, uh-huh, yeah, and that was pretty much it. And the NPSA never actually tested it because they don't do testing. That's not in their remit. They simply put out a set of standards and guidelines, and some other mob apparently tested it to those standards. That's fine. Not a problem. Unless, obviously, you're trying to sell this shit as a, you know, private company, which they are, and they've managed to sell it to places like the Manchester Arena.
Ooh, okay.
Yes. Mm. Yes. That Manchester Arena, which may have some sort of like historical interest in such things. But also hundreds of US schools, because obviously you don't want like metal detectors pinging off because, you know, the kids have got a pencil sharpener or something. So why not get an Evolve system? Well, in May last year, there was a stabbing in a school in New York, which had been using Evolve scanners. The high school's then superintendent said that through investigation, it was determined the Evolve weapon detection system was not designed to detect knives.
Well, of course it wasn't.
No. It was designed to trick you into thinking that it detected knives, which, congrats. But yeah, no, it didn't do what you wanted.
Does this thing just hallucinate knives all over the place? And if it happens to line up with one, that counts as like, oh, it's detected a knife. Like, that feels very on-brand. Probably.
This is what AI is, though. AI is just fucking, it's just that backwards thinking alchemy shit. It's like, well, this made that solution turn green, ergo that was actually science. And
I like to imagine
reason.
You know those shitty AI images where it's like it hallucinates dogs everywhere? I'm just kind of picturing that, but it's for knives and comedy bombs. Just like, yeah, that sounds like a great system to use for the Manchester Arena.
Yeah. And for some reason, all of these dogs keep going fucking haywire when you say the words AI. Much to think about. Okay, I am going to skip over, it's not strictly AI, it's more tech stuff. I'm going to skip over some of the stuff from the budget and another government plan here because I'm saving it for Rob. It feels like the kind of thing that I'm going to want Rob to do.
Yes, so Rob must be punished.
No, Rob will have a lot of fun, I think, with that one.
David told me what it is. It's definitely Rob stuff. So look forward to this, listeners. It's excellent.
We'll skip over it. This is an ad break on Podcasting as Praxis. This advert is for the Patreon of Podcasting as Praxis. On the Patreon of Podcasting as Praxis, you will get at least one monthly bonus episode of Podcasting as Praxis, where we discuss lots of topics, including new types of guy, celestial boondoggles, monetizing whale shit, and, reluctantly, Scott Paul. You will also be able to join the Podcasting as Praxis Discord, a place to talk with like-minded people about lots of topics, including new types of guy, celestial boondoggles, monetizing whale shit, but not Scott Paul, and also, of course, Podcasting as Praxis. If that isn't enough podcasting as praxis for you, the Discord also includes a bonus channel where we post the bits that don't make the final cut of the episodes. Fans of both mediocre and bad podcasting have everything to gain by subscribing to the Patreon of Podcasting as Praxis. You will also no longer get ads on episodes of Podcasting as Praxis. £5 a month will get you all of that and maybe more at patreon.com/, you guessed it, PraxisCast. That's patreon.com/ PraxisCast, the place where we sell Podcasting as Praxis. I want to talk about one last AI thing. It's an AI which is normal and can be trusted with dick pics.
Yeah.
This is fucking one of insane. The stupidest things I've ever seen with AI. It's incredible.
Wildly irresponsible.
This is an AI called, it's a fucking company. An app called Calmara, operating for a company called HeHealth.
Oh, no.
I honestly, I've looked at this like 4 times and I genuinely don't know where I should start with it. It's so fucking...
Do you want me ridiculous. To sum it up?
I'm gonna string this one out a little bit because I think there's a lot of fun things that we can go over it. The basics of it are that it's an app that can tell you whether or not you have an STI based on a picture of your cock.
The word can is wildly fraudulent in that fucking sentence, I think.
Well, I'm giving it the full credence at which it demands. It says it can, ergo it must be able to, surely. Why do also, we have a look through the website together?
I was going to say, you're wildly like underselling like just how fucking insane this is, because they're not pitching it as like, you can take a photo of your junk and we'll tell you if it looks grotty. What they're pitching it as is when you hook up with someone and you end up back at their place at 3 a.m, you should text that, like, use the app to take a photo of their junk, and then the app will tell you if they're diseased or not.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have the LinkedIn post from one of the people responsible for the app and an article about the other guy responsible for the back end of the AI stuff, which I'm going to go into.
Are they both serial killers?
Remains to be seen. Everything is possible. I want to go through the app's website first, because the vibes are so fucking cringe on it as well, which just adds to the entire thing. Our AI-powered scans give you clear, science-backed answers about your partner's sexual health status. We're here to flip the script on those 3 a.m. what-if spirals. No waiting, no guessing. And no guessing, it says.
Yeah.
So, the first little section there says, how we roll. If you wanted an idea of the painful...
Is it natural 20s all the way?
Snap and scan, with their okay, capture the situation. Our AI does the rest.
That with their okay is fucking load-bearing there, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Instant result, clear or hold, we spill the tea in 60 seconds.
I hate this language that they're using.
It's so bad. Awful. Corporate millennialism.
What if your doctor was a TikTok AI and it would just look at your dick and do a little dance about it to tell you whether you have syphilis or not?
That's perfect for the worst vibes possible. Imagine everything we read off this is being read out in the TikTok lady voice.
Imagine though the cross section of this and it's your boy tarantula dick.
I honestly think they've probably used AI to write this shit for their site.
Probably.
Yeah, almost certainly, yeah. I mean, these people are not above the concept of AI. We know this from the fucking get-go, so yeah.
Can you imagine, though, like, fucking... This app, like, you don't even need it, do you know what I mean? You can just pretend you've got it on your phone. And, like, if you go back... So, you know, you go back to someone's house, and then you go... oh, before we fuck, can I just take a picture of your fucking like genitals to show to a robot? And if they say yes, then just like jump out the window and run for your life. Do you know what I mean?
I'm gonna keep reading because it gets worse. No cap, just facts.
Shut the fuck up! Stop speaking to me right now.
Up to 90% accuracy. Our AI is grounded in real science. It states ghost mode activated, invisible, encrypted, anonymized, and under lock. Broad spectrum from STIs to other health buzzkills. We're on it, recognizing 10 plus conditions.
That many.
10 plus.
That many, yeah.
What does it diagnose you with if you, like, stick a fucking cigarette between your dick and balls and put sunglasses on the top of your knob?
Bad vibes. I hate it. Built by Brainiacs. We are...
John Tickle's a lot to answer for.
We're the nerdy bestie you didn't know.
Richard Hammond, you fuck!
Mixing AI smarts with a dash of medical know-how.
That's what I want. I just want a dash of medical know-how when I talk to a doctor. Just,
a soupçon of expertise.
Give us a little measure. Nothing too much, you know?
Fucking Salt Bae just sprinkling doctors into the AI.
Yeah. I like it when my medicine like and medical knowledge is cut with fuck knows what the AI's dreamed up. That sounds great.
Yeah. With a dash of medical know-how for that no-worries hookup health check. New sentence. Because someone's gotta keep it real while you're out there living your best life.
Did they write this while sitting backwards on a fucking chair? What the fuck is going on?
Did they train this AI entirely on youth pastors? What the fuck is this like?
Yeah, they gave this AI a skateboard.
It always reports an STI because Jesus doesn't want you to fuck. Right. We need to do the FAQs. We've got to go through them. How does Kalmara work?
Sitting backwards on a chair, like, you know who else didn't take like photos of strangers' dicks?
Kalmara's
wrong.
Like your
Jesus
tech
savvy. Way into that shit.
Kalmara's like your tech-savvy BFF for STI checks.
Imagine though, if Jesus had like abused his god powers to just like cut about in fucking like, you know what I mean, ancient times with an iPhone.
Yeah,
how he did that shit with the loaves and fishes. He was just on the BBC like recipes website, you know what I mean? Just fucking learning how to walk on water from a YouTube tutorial.
Snap a pic and our AI does the heavy lifting, analysing for visual signs of STIs. I'll pause here. Visual signs is not a good thing to go off of.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a guarantee. That is not good.
I know. What if your dick's just got bad vibes?
Yeah. Plus, we keep it simple when breaking down your results. You're either in the clear, no, or it's time to hold up. Easy peasy understanding, because who needs the extra stress?
Yeah, who needs the extra stress of knowing what the fucking weird dick robots just diagnosed you with? Just flashes up a fucking, like, a 3D animated, like, laughing skull that's on fire. And like flashes like fucking do not fuck on the screen. And you're just like, okay, well, I'm going to sleep well tonight.
Being pooned by the aubergine emoji. Oh, right, next question. Can Kalmara detect all STIs? Kalmara's got eyes on a bunch of common STIs, but it's not all seeing. They should have called it Palantir.
That was already taken though, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, this would have been a better use for it, to be honest. It would have been funnier. Think of it more like your first line of defence, not a full-on fortress. Kalmara is ace at detecting... I fucking hate this. Detecting signs that are out and about, but remember, some STIs play the long game. Hiding out, brackets, asymptomatic... Or only popping what if, up weeks after.
What if your dick was the Tora Bora Mountains?
It can't tell if your dick is Trojan. And yup, there are those that don't show on the Spots Kalmara scans. So if
Daily
Kalmara
Mail infographic of gonorrhea's secret mountaintop command post.
So if Kalmara gives you a clear nod, it doesn't mean you can skip on further checks. So if it says you're clear, it doesn't actually mean you're clear.
No, well, they've obviously got a right, you know what I mean? They've obviously got to include, like, PSA, this shit doesn't work in the fucking thing, otherwise they're open to legal consequences, aren't they?
Always remember, safe sex or sex with protection isn't just the best move, it's the essential move. Maybe don't say that when your entire business model here it requires you to disregard
this,
that.
This is like, do you know what I mean? This is just entirely for like creepy fucking weirdos. You know, it's like for men who want desperately to have an excuse to take photographs of people's fucking crotches. Oh, it's for medical science, baby. Just trust me.
Is this thing legit? This is still the FAQs. How accurate are we talking? Break it down for me, nerd style.
Okay.
And the answer to this
I've just had the most cursed thought imaginable.
Uh-oh.
Guy on Twitter sending you fucking unsolicited dick pics and then like fucking as his defense, I was trying to scan it into that app that tells me whether or not I've got the fucking lurgy.
For fuck's sake. The answer to that question is...
I'm copywriting that like that now. If anyone actually tries to use that as an excuse, I'm legally entitled to stab them. That's the price.
Yeah, and take all their money.
Break
it down for me. Remember, nerd style, and the answer is... Please pretty darn accurate. Not perfect, but it's the next best thing to a lab test for a quick check.
Is it though?
What? Surely having a doctor take a look at it would be the next best thing to a lab test.
Don't be silly. It's 3 a.m. That's not possible. A lab Shouldn't test
having
is
a,
somehow.
Having a wise man that lives under a bridge, drink your own piss, and then fucking tell you what the flavour fucking amounts to would be a better option than this fucking horse shit, quite frankly.
Powered by patented He Health Wizardry.
Fuck off.
Brackets. Think an AI so sharp you'd think it aced its SATs.
You cannot be allowed to fucking like do this like absolutely insane like we're gonna look at some chicken bones and tell you if you're dying bullshit and then like claim it's powered by wizardry. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. There has to be a limit somewhere.
Well, no, but it's aced its SATs. Does anyone who knows about made up schooling know what SATs are equivalent to? Is that like GCSEs? It's that low? Of. Cool. That's medical expertise that I would like. Yeah. That's good.
Actually, no, it must
this,
be
able. This 14-year-old reckons.
Yeah.
Fuck off. Our AI has been battle-tested by over 40,000 users, hitting accuracy levels from 65%.
I love when they say
96% battle various tested, conditions.
Like they gave it to a bunch of troops that were like deployed in Afghanistan. That's why we lost. America lost in Afghanistan because they were all too busy trying to photograph their own diseased fucking pricks as they ran into fucking gunfights.
What they mean is they gave it to Ricey and Gibbo and asked them to use it on the WhatsApp like icon for their chat. You know
that fucking scene from Aliens where they all get picked off in the hive, except like fucking, do you know what I mean? The wall of monitors behind like Gorman is just all dongs.
However, dive into the Nerdale deets and you'll see that you'll see that things like your selfies lighting the particular health quirks you'll health quirks you're scouting for, and a rainbow of skin tones might tweak those numbers a bit.
Oh my god.
A rainbow of skin tones. That is one of the best ways that I have ever seen someone say, I built a racism machine.
Yeah. I just, do you know what I mean? You ever think about how, like, fucking everyone who died in the fucking Great Fire of London was probably happier than we are?
I don't believe that's true, because I'm fairly certain that there's people that have died in fires in other parts of the UK which aren't London, and they were probably happier.
Just think, we could all be on fire right now instead of doing
it. I know.
Give it a couple of months.
Moving on, is the data the safe is, and though, confidential?
Would the app detect that?
Taking a picture of yourself on fire and it just tells you that it looks like you've got some information.
Yeah.
All clear. Is the data safe and confidential?
You know, here's a question. Is fire technically a sexually transmittable infection?
I cannot stress how much you want to hear this. Is the data safe and confidential?
No.
Chill.
are you GDPR compliant? Don't have a cow, man. Your data is completely safe with us.
I'd like to invoke my right to be forgotten. Like, daddy-o, fucking war, hold up there. Like, yeah, okay, love this. This is fantastic.
This app is cool beans.
You know who else didn't fucking put in GDPR requests?
Chill. Safeguarding your digital footprint is top of our quest log.
Cowabunga.
Jesus Christ.
Here's how we level up your data protection.
Oh, what the fuck? This is like impossible to pin down what they're going for here.
I think
they've clearly went, if they care about GDPR, they must be some kind of RPG nerd, surely, because we overlap that as a Venn diagram.
No, and because they just got all this spat out of ChatGPT. There was no thought involved whatsoever.
Well, yeah. Yes, but still.
Ghost mode activated. Think of it as going incognito. We don't need your secret identity. No names, digits, birthdays, or home bases. Just set up an anonymous account and you're good to roll with us all hush hush. This spell of anonymization means your personal saga stays yours, unlinkable to any Kalmara scrolls, and totally off the map. This is a serious product.
And this has to be a bit.
Things that random people say to me when I'm waiting for a spawn for a quest mob.
Yeah.
Fortress level encryption and HIPAA heroics.
But that's something people always say about fortresses, don't they? They always look at like a fucking, you know what I mean? Like a castle on a hill with a big like stone wall around it. And they go, wow, that's well encrypted.
Our lairs built on AWS cloud magic, making us HIPAA compliant. What's that mean? Your info's stashed in a digital stronghold, wrapped in layers of encryption, and handled by rules that would make even the strictest dungeon master proud.
Hey, wait, are you fucking talking about fucking D&D, World of Warcraft, or are you Steve Buscemi in the fucking
STIs? We're talking about
in
STIs.
The fucking sports, but what's it? Music band shirt.
Music band, yeah.
Your secrets are safe in our vault, guarded by the latest in cloud castle security.
The man in the cloud castle.
So yeah, your secrets, they're locked in our crypt. No trace, no trail. Oh.
I love to tell people that I've kept their pictures of their genitals in my crypt.
Yeah.
Also, I mean,
aside from anything else, why? Can you scroll back through them to see how you've improved?
I love the idea of that. They're boasting about it being HIPAA compliant, as though HIPAA compliance is anywhere close to the level of, like, you know, safety required under GDPR, even the European Data Protective Directive.
I mean, like, I'm gonna suspect that, like, when the people wrote fucking whatever HIPAA compliance is, when they wrote that, they didn't consider what if some, like, cavalcade of dipshits tries to create a giant fucking, like, database of random dicks that might be diseased.
They should straight up say, just, like, fucking forget HIPAA. Just say, yeah, your data is protected by our prismatic veil that we've cast across your data.
Yeah.
Just, like, your, really commit
to it.
Your
data is protected by nobody wanting to look at, a like, a fucking database of, like, you know what I mean? Diseased wangs.
Dicks. Yeah.
In our castle in the clouds, your dying cock waits dreaming.
This might be a serious contender for the stupidest fucking thing any AI people have ever tried to do yet.
What about the moss? Yeah. Oh, wait, no, that wasn't AI, to be fair, the moss
no,
thing.
No, it wasn't AI. But if you could make a moss bath mat using AI,
Fair fucking play to Rob if I'd come up with this fucking stupid shit as a joke and then he'd gone, well, actually, do you know what I mean? I'd have quit the podcast forever.
Oh, right. We're going to go through. I think this might actually just fucking bump the article I had, which I think is to everyone's benefit, because I want to go through this entire set of FAQs. How quickly can I get results from a scan? Faster than you can finish your latte.
Why the fuck are you having a latte in the middle of sex? Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, if it's in the middle, you've not listened to the app. You're supposed to do this before. And it's not awkward, it's fine, but whatever.
Yeah, on your way home from the club, just stopping at Starbucks. We'll need these for later.
Just get him to whip his dick out at the Starbucks whilst you're having coffee on the date and, like, take a photograph there. Clearly, that's how it works.
No, they specifically said you had to do it at 3 a.m.
Results
was mentioned in the literature.
Yeah, some Starbucks results are open, like, 24 hours, so. Drive
results pop up in just seconds. Giving you the lowdown without the wait. Love to get the lowdown. What's the cost to use Calmara? It's free. Yep, Calmara's rolling out the red carpet with free scans for a limited time. Think of it as our treat to you, because everyone deserves a slice of health and happiness without dipping into the purse.
What are they
Help
building?
Train
this
our
in,
data.
What are they building this fucking giant dick panopticon for? Like, what is the end game here?
Oh,
it's obviously panopticock. I mean, I'm sorry, but
yeah, fair play.
Panopticon.
Oh, these episode titles. Stop it.
I know. How frequently should I use Calmara to check my partner for STIs? Depends on your vibe and how active you are.
Depends on how quickly they fucking stab you, I would imagine. Like, do you know what I mean?
Think of Calmara as your opening move in the health game. The health game. Not the whole playbook of the health game. Regular checks are super smart, especially with new players entering your game. This never ends.
Google and percent, sure, okay, move on.
It's about keeping that defense strategy fresh and updated. I love to
this
think about my defense strategy.
This isn't even
strategy.
Mixed metaphors anymore. This is just like picking a metaphor at random.
This is like the fucking primordial soup of metaphor. What we should do is find that one fish that crawled out of it and kick the fucker straight back in.
But remember,
you again, you prick. Like, we warned you.
Calmara is like your scout.
What
game are you playing, man?
It can double jump.
This app was made by the medic from Team Fortress 2.
This app can tell you whether or not you've got a venereal disease with one half of an A-press.
It helps you spot things early, not the final
Actually,
word.
While you're on the website, can you try entering the Konami code and see if anything happens?
Mixing in pro checkups with your healthcare providers is the strategy for a winning season. Right. Can I use Calmara on areas other than penis.
On areas other than penis.
Do not, under any circumstance, use Calmara on your balls. Like, yes, okay, fantastic.
Can I use Calmara on other area other than penis?
I think areas other than penis should be the episode title.
Well, you might be curious about using Calmara for more than just peen checks.
Because if you fail that, you're not allowed into the raid.
It's really in its element when focusing on the D. Its genius brain isn't quite tuned for other zones like the balls, booty, or mouth.
Please, please do not goatsee our fucking like AI.
Do not taint the data set, please. More assholes in the data set, please.
I mean, when you said don't taint the data set, I mean, that's pretty explicit, David.
Meaning it might miss the mark accuracy-wise. We're all about sticking to what we know best. So if you're noticing anything sus elsewhere, it's a solid move to reach out to a health pro for the full lowdown. They've got the tools and know-how to check you out from head to toe.
Like, I'm loving the idea that they're like, yeah, no, sorry, if you use it on your balls, then you're just going to lower the accuracy below the vaunted 63%. Like, you know, you'll only get 50% accuracy. Like, what the fuck?
What should
it's
I know?
It's just incredibly suspicious, though. It's like, please don't corrupt our data set of, like, our finely tuned data set of imperfect dicks. Please do not taint that with an anus. It's like, what are you training this fucking like AI for? It's just baffling.
What should I know about potential false positives, negatives, and AI hallucinations with the Calmara AI?
Go on then.
You should know not to use it. Calmara's AI is pretty sharp, but it's not infallible. There's a slim chance, you know, 37%, don't worry about it, that it might throw a false positive, like sounding an alarm when there's no file.
Oh, it sounds like you need to. Sounds like you need to respec your Calmara to have a higher hit chance.
Yeah.
And so on.
Or miss the mark with a false negative.
You want to give it Savage Attacker so it gets advantage on its fucking like dick rolls.
Skipping over something it should have caught. Plus, sometimes AI gets a bit too imaginative, seeing things.
If you socket the wrong rune word on your penis, the AI is just not going to be able to read it. So, you know,
if you shove this pebble into your dick, you'll see the Hat Man.
The thing is, though, it's like sometimes AI gets imaginative, but it couldn't come up with this shit, could it?
Seeing things, brackets, we call them hallucinations, as we call them, that aren't actually there. Well, Calmara does a stellar job for a quick peek. It's just the first step. If your gut, or Calmara, suggests something's up, or if you just want to be sure, following up with a healthcare provider is your best bet. And remember, safe sex practices like using protection are your true blue defence against the unexpected. Well, if it's that easy, why are we bothering to upload a fucking dick pic? What makes Calmara different from other STI testing methods?
Well, it's wildly inaccurate.
Yeah.
It barely qualifies as a test.
Calmara's your at-home hero, zapping the clinic weight right to your couch.
What?
Again, these metaphors. I mean, what does that even mean? Zapping something to your couch. Like, I get what they're trying to say, but that is such a peculiar way of phrasing it.
I reckon this is fucking Skynet is like wise to our ways and is like preemptively trying to get data so that when it sculpts Arnold, it gets his balls and dick right. Starting with a dick, of course.
No, it said not to do balls. Yeah. No. Yeah, I think, like, maybe... What imagine, though, imagine if they made Skynet and it started reading the internet and then it just became a huge pervert. And it had no interest in destroying humanity or the Russians. Do you know what I mean? It was just too busy, like, fucking drawing, like, trying to get other AIs to draw big titty waifus for it all day.
Or just messaging people going, show me your feet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know, humanity might be into that, frankly, so I'm not sure we should, like, fucking talk about it, lest the Leif be listening.
We're big on making things easy, keeping your secrets safe and giving you the lowdown ASAP. But let's keep it 100.
I figured it out. Like, I figured it out. The AI is actually Roko's basilisk, and it's gonna like it's gonna save all the pictures of your rotten dick to like taunt you with in the afterlife or whatever the fuck that thing's supposed to do.
But let's keep it 100.
I have to send my dick pics to you, otherwise the computer says that millions of people are gonna die, billions even.
Oh, fuck me.
Yeah, but let's keep it 100. Well, Kalmara can do a quick check.
Was that the emoji? Was that the
no,
emoji?
No, it was literally the number 100.
Fuck, it's slipping.
Well, Kalmara can do a quick check and give you insights on the spot. It's not a stand-in for the full lab coat experience. Consider it your quick first check, a way to stay on top of your game until you and your partner can hit up a healthcare pro for the official play-by-play.
It can give you insight on the spot, so it's just like looks at the spot and it's like, I'd get that check, mate.
No, it can't do that. Does Kalmara provide support or referrals to healthcare professionals? Absolutely. If your scan's giving you side-eye, we suggest having your partner fit up.
Side eye.
Yeah.
I mean, surely you need to be like direct eye to be able to take before. Just fuck this. God
we
damn.
Suggest having your partner hit up He Health. They're fab at connecting dots to doctors. It's all about teamwork in the wellness game.
Is it now?
It is, yeah. And then below that, there's a button that you can press that says Hot Night Starts Here, which is a link to the app. So
David, I presume that you tested this software for the pod, yeah?
No, I didn't.
Well, I wish I and several other people were dead. Should we do comment or commentary?
yeah, but only if you add me to that list. Yeah, let's do some comment or commentary. I'm sure there won't be anything to do with syphilis involved in any of this.
No promises.
No, I never expect it in comment or commentary. Every single thing I hear it sounds fucking syphilitic.
In my 50 years as a doctor, I've never seen the NHS in such dire straits. Patients are dying unnecessarily because of systematic delays, and many are suffering without proper symptom control. The NHS is simply unable to provide sufficient care in a timely manner. Its carbon footprint is of no consequence in comparison to its failures to deliver on its core mission, and attempts to electrify ambulances, for example, put patient safety at greater risk. Is that comment or commentary?
I'm going to say comment.
I'm going to say it's commentary.
Yeah, commentary. I'm just going to just assume it's fucking Clarkson, because I'm moaning about electric vehicles.
Yeah, but he said he's a doctor, though.
Oh, well, I'm still going to say it's Clarkson. Fuck it, I fully believe that he has an online degree.
That was Carol Sikora in The Telegraph. The NHS prefers electric ambulances to saving your life.
Oh. Okay, dude, whatever you say. Sorry, I was too busy putting my dick pics into these two apps to read your article.
Pumping more money into the NHS is madness. It needs an overhaul from top to bottom. Stop the NHS tourists who don't pay for their treatment. Anywhere else, you have to show you can pay, whether it's by credit card or insurance. There's a reason it's called the NHS. It means national, not to serve the whole world with free care. Is that comment or commentary?
This might be my comment. Stepdad. Comment, yeah, let's do it.
comment Alistair's stepdad, yeah.
That was a comment in the Express.
Yeah, of course.
London Mayor Genghis Khan employs 1,100 staff on salaries of £100,000 and above. Is that comment or commentary?
Sorry, repeat that?
London Mayor Genghis Khan employs 1,100 staff
sweeps
on salaries...
across the east of London with his mighty horde.
Yes, and also employs 1,100 staff on salaries of £100,000 and above.
It's got to be commentary. It's so bad, it wraps around.
Genghis Khan!
All of them camped out on the St. Paul's steps.
That's so dumb.
Commentary, yeah. Come on.
I've got to say comment. You can't call him fucking Genghis Khan in a fucking column.
I believe.
I know, I'm looking to be fucking proven wrong.
You've got good instincts there, David, because it was Richard Littlejohn in the Daily Mail. And the headline was, how can a council boss get a £4.6 million payoff when they can't be bothered to empty the dustbins?
Fucking hell. Okay.
Another net zero fantasy was demolished this week when the government admitted what most of us have known for years. Wind and solar power alone won't keep the country powered up when the sun don't shine and the breeze don't blow. For now, we need some new gas-fueled power stations to fill the gap. Yes, to net zero. No, to games of let's pretend. Saving the planet is a job for realists, not fantasists. Is that comment or commentariat?
Just when the stupidest person who knows nothing about anything... is so wrong and yet confident. It does screen commentary at.
Commentary at.
Yeah, that was Richard Madeley in the Express.
Yeah,
Richard fucking Madeley. Jesus Christ.
The headline, let's not rely on electric cars to reach net zero, says Richard Madeley.
Richard Madeley is a stupid fucking cunt. Let's leave it at that.
Imagine a generation of young people growing up without the pressure to go out and get hammered until the small hours, then queue to be sneered at by bouncers, sweated all over by grotty dancers, and forced to consume dangerous drugs until it's finally time to head off into the transportless night to be mugged, beaten, sexually assaulted and killed. Is that comment or commentary?
Fuck. Comment?
Commentary.
Anne Widdicombe's fucking help me here. Someone.
Aye, her.
Yeah.
Anne Windycombe.
No. I know who this is. It's Giles Corran.
It is Giles Corran in the Times. Half hour nightclubs have closed. That's great news.
Fucking. I hate him so much.
Yeah.
Oh.
An upset MP cannot expect to be given time over something personal that is totally unknown to the public at large. What is racist to one is just political badinage to most others. Is that comment or commentary?
What?
Badinage. I had to look it up. It's what you call banter if you're a posh cunt.
Yeah, it's for that reason it's commentary, and they're talking about Dan Abbott.
Yeah, it's got to be commentary, hasn't it?
Yeah, either that. Commentary or Guardian comment.
It was a comment in the Express, and it was about Diane Abbott, obviously.
Congratulations to the one guy who reads the Express and the Thesaurus.
Right, one more, and then we're done.
One more? Oh my God.
Yeah.
God.
It's a good one, though, so buckle up. Councils are like Katie Price. They each spend money like drunken sailors. Is that comment or commentary?
What? Do you know how one thing is like another? They're like a third thing?
I'm going to say comment, but I'll be highly amused if it's commentariat.
Similes are like metaphors. English. Fuck.
Commentariat.
Yeah, commentariat.
That was Anne Widdicombe.
Oh.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't really. It was a comment in the Daily Mail.
Well, okay. Same thing.
Yeah, that's your lot.
Okie doke. Well,
thanks.
That's enough political badinage for 1 week.
Fuck off. Do fuck off. See,
we'll have more other political podcasts next
which
week.
Are somehow. Yeah. See other podcasts that are somehow worse than this one, if that's what you fucking want.
Giles Corran has his own podcast, you know.
Fuck off. No, he does. We have too many fucking nemeses already.
It's called something weirdly ironic, like Giles Corran knows fuck all or something like that.
I hate him so much. Okay, right. Patreon.com/PraxisCast. Get more episodes which are better than this one. Twitch.tv/PraxisCast. There should be a stream this Thursday, which should be the day that this episode comes out, hopefully, maybe. So look forward to that. There will be a stream of something, possibly continuing Half-Life Alyx. Possibly I will just play the bad card game that I need to stop playing because I can't stop playing it.
The bad card game is an excellent card game, and it is
hypnotic. It's so good. It's so good. I hate it. And
guess what we're doing right after this podcast, listener? Guess what we are going to be doing on this Discord server?
Yep. PraxisCast.tml.com if you would like some merch. And also listen to Peace at Home. Now that's back. Cool people guest on it sometimes, and also I do too. And yeah, we'll see you all next week.
David, sorry, we had a complaint from a patron.
I don't care.
The music's by Jordan. Come on.
Fuck up, that's not a problem. Bye.
See ya. Bye.